gosh, I think I met Rima maybe a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, at a conference up in the Midwest where we were getting together. And I had just heard about this thing called Codex, and I did some searching on the website and found her site, and I just loved her message. I wanted to meet this person who seemed to have all heart and soul into this and really had a mission. So I met her on the phone, and she invited me to this conference that we just spoke about, and we've been in touch ever since, and she has made world traveling kind of a normal event here, because she has taken her message to everyone who has an ear around the world and has just got much, much more to do. But she is with us tonight, and my special friend, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Rima Label.
Well, thank you so much. Tom has just been a wonderful supporter and a friend and ally and a guide, and I'm very, very pleased that I invited him to come to the Codex meeting, which turned out to be basically a ship of fools, except for a couple of people like Tom. I'm a physician. I'm an MD, and I have practiced drug-free medicine for about 1,000 years, since I graduated from medical school in 1970. And the reason I did that is every pharmaceutical works by poisoning enzyme systems. And I couldn't figure out how poisoning the stuff of life helped people to get well. So I determined that I was going to use things that didn't hurt people and that helped people to heal rather than just suppressing symptoms. So while I was doing that and running a private medical practice that people eventually started coming to from around the world, because what I was doing was unique, and they were terminally ill, and then they left happy and healthy and radiantly well, which is pretty cool. I was watching this thing called Codex Alimentarius. If you want to learn about the background of Codex, and you really should, go to Google Video and type in Nutricide, Nutricide, and you will see my lecture on where this thing called Codex Alimentarius comes from. It comes from the German death machine. The concentration camps and slave labor camps were created by the same guy who created Codex. So the UN was urged by the pharmaceutical industry to take over the world's food supply. Why does the pharmaceutical industry care? Because healthy people are bad customers. If you contaminate the world's food supply, you get a world full of good customers. Some of them will die, but many of them will die while they're taking profitable drugs. Hey, cool. So never mind morality, never mind the cosmic responsibility that we all bear to each other. Forget about that. We're talking about profit. So they created this thing called Codex Alimentarius, which is a huge committee or a structure of committees of all the nations of the World Health Organization. And they promulgate regulations, standards, and guidelines, 5,000 plus of them, since they started working in 1963. And every single one of them is bad for people's health, but good for big pharma, big chemo, big biotechna, big agribiz, and big medica. And who drives this monstrosity? Who drives this five-engine vehicle of death? Why, the United States does, because our national policy is set by the multinationals. So about a little over 2 years ago, it was accelerating and things were getting really, really out of hand, terribly, terribly dangerous. And so I closed my practice that my husband and I run together to take this monster on. And the first thing I did was find a solution. Not much good to try to heal something if you don't know what's causing it and how to fix it. And the next thing we did was to take the solution on the road, to take the solution to heads of state. We briefed the president of India in July in a private meeting, an extended private meeting, and ministers of health and dozens of those and Codex committee members. And we said, hey, guess what? The pharmaceutical industry wants to kill you, but they want to do it slowly and extract as much money as possible, and the United States is right in there kicking. And they said, oh, we knew something was wrong with this system. What can we do about it? So we tell them. And if you want to see more about this, you can go to the website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, and you can sign up for the newsletter, and you can sign the citizen's petition, which says that you want to join the suit against the United States government for this illegal codex position that they have. And, oh, by the way, let me tell you what the story is about supplements. Okay? Codex has already ratified the vitamin and mineral guideline. The vitamin and mineral guideline, which you can read in the Codex e-book, which is the same book that we give to ministers of health and heads of state and so on. The Codex guideline says no supplement, no vitamin and mineral, and they're extending it to everything else, can be used at a dosage higher than that found in unprocessed food. That means that high-dose anything becomes illegal. Now, a lot of people think that that means you'll just have to get a prescription. No, 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 no. Illegal means illegal. We're talking illegal here, like the chemist in France, where Europe, by the way, is much further ahead along in what's called harmonization. They're already taking stuff off the shelves to comply with this. Somebody in France bought a 500 milligram vitamin C tablet, you know, a couple of them. And the pharmacist who sold them to him without a prescription, although it's a legal substance, it was a legal substance, went to jail. That's happening here in the United States. The FDA is hell-bent for leather on criminalizing all nutrients. In Australia, there was a bill before Parliament, which almost passed, it'll pass next time, which said that recommending using or giving information about nutrients was punishable by 5 years in jail. Using a substance that had a history in medical purposes in food, like garlic, had a 3-year mandatory jail term associated with it. If anybody thinks this is a game, they're wrong. This is the pharmaceutical industry taking over your health. And their intent is to make you as sick as possible for as long as possible and to take away all natural remedies, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fish oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is no game. This is a deadly, deadly intent by people who are perfectly happy to do as much damage as possible for as much money as possible. So Codex is a threat to your health and your children's health and your beloved health, your beloved's health. The estimates are, by the World Health Organization, UNESCO, UNICEF, etc., that just the vitamin and mineral guideline alone will kill a minimum of 3 billion people, but that's only one of thousands of these dictas that have been created by this monstrous organization. So we've been going around the world saying, hey, look, you don't have to do that. You can't afford pharmaceutical drugs to the poorest countries in the world. You can't afford pharmaceuticals. They kill people anyway. So why don't you use natural medicine? We created the International Decade of Nutrition. We've been asked by Thailand to do nutritional programs for people with cancer and people with HIV/AIDS. We've been asked by Tanzania to treat malaria and leprosy naturally. I lectured to the assembled folk of the Ministry of Food Production Industries, and they asked us to come back to India and write the new regulations for their new food law, which is a very good food law. So we're having an impact at policy level. And inside Codex, we've stirred up enough trouble that people from countries like Nigeria and South Africa and Mali and Botswana and so on are beginning to say, wait, that's not good for the health of my people. We don't like that, and that's brand new. We managed to beat down the United States and the EU at the latest Codex Committee on Nutrition in Thailand at the beginning of November using our data that we, the Natural Solutions Foundation, which is what we call our organization, provided, we managed to get fluoride out of infant formula over the wildly strenuous objections of the United States. I mean, that's a big change, because that means that bottle-fed infants don't have to worry about drinking fluoride and getting leukemia and endocrine disruption and bone and teeth disease and so on and so on. So we're having an impact because we're building relations and we're telling the truth. And that we're leaving for Bangkok for about 4 months or more tomorrow. We'll be going to India and Tanzania and a whole bunch of places, plus Codex meetings. And the battle is being fought here in the United States and abroad, because the solution is here in the United States and abroad. We have no commercial relationships with anybody. We have support from people just like you. We need your donations, of course, desperately. My husband and I have spent about $500,000 or more than $500,000 of our own money getting this far in 2 years, and we're out of money. So donations are extraordinarily important. We have a wonderful store on our website, which is www.healthfreedomusa.org, which is called Organics for You, and BioRenew products are supposed to be there. I've been banging on my webmaster, Tom, and he promises me every day that they'll be back up. So I'm working on it. But everything there is organic, and if you purchase anything, you get a discount, not a discount, you get a letter for your tax records stating that you got a tax deductible, you made a tax deductible donation. That's your discount. So you're supporting us, we're supporting you, and we're all supporting the wellness industry together. So it's a very, very busy life. I have to tell you, it's a difficult life that we've been given by the universe, because we're going, I love hygiene. I'm very fond of hygiene. And we're going to some of the most physically challenging, dirtiest and poorest places in the world, where a drop of water on your lips can kill you. I do not like this. And it's hot and it's humid, climate that I hate. But it doesn't matter, because what we're doing is alerting the decision makers to the fact that they have choices, and those choices are life-saving. Because the ultimate goal of this program is, and this is going to be shocking to some of you, is the depopulation of the planet to the tune of 90%. Now, I think that's a bad idea. And in my view, if you know that an evil is being perpetrated and you stand aside, you're a perpetrator. So I couldn't live with that. I couldn't live with the clear knowledge of what the point of this all was. And live my little life and see my patients in my little office. So, you know, the universe gives us all different responsibilities, and I accepted this one, my husband accepted this one, and bless Tom, he's been such a wonderful supporter. So we need your help. We need your help disseminating the information, disseminate our newsletter, disseminate our petition, disseminate the video, Nutricide, that you can see on Google Video, that I mentioned earlier, buy our DVD and show my lecture and my husband's lecture in your neighborhood. Lots of things you can do, but for God's sakes, do it.
I want to begin by commending you. The pioneering work you're doing is just, well, I don't know how to explain, but everyone on this call should be excited about what you're attempting to do. I've read a lot about Codex, and I understand that the United Nations is one of the policing arms that's trying to push this through. Do you agree with that?
Well, the United Nations was asked by the pharmaceutical industry of Germany, that is the Nazi German pharmaceutical industry that then became independent after the Second World War and was no longer IG Farben. The UN was asked by them to take over the world's food supply. And they said, okay, and they created Codex Alimentarius to do it. Now, I don't know how you feel about the United Nations, but just as the FDA is not your friend, the United Nations is not your friend.
Right.
And the United Nations is not the policing arm. The United Nations is the grandparent, and it asked the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization to be the mommy and daddy and give birth to Codex Alimentarius, and they did.
I see. Do you feel optimistic that we're going to be able to overcome this?
You know what?
There are a lot of us here that obviously are going to be funded, and we all have passions. And, you know, once we are, I'm sure you're going to be a recipient of these passions.
Well, I hope so.
Because we want to foster your work as much as we can.
I have excellent
health, and I've taken supplements most of my life, and it's just, you know, I can't begin to emphasize how important that is because our food is poisoned.
Exactly. And I can tell you from a biochemical point of view that the more toxic your body and your environment is, the more nutrients you need.
Exactly.
Not the less. Now, are we going to win? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The one has resources, but I cannot tell you the kind of response that we get from ministers of health, from heads of state, from people who kind of are too busy to have thought deeply about Codex. They just accepted that it was probably good because the big players, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, especially the United States, the EU, Canada, they were all saying, yeah, this is good, this is science-based, this is wonderful. And so these people sort of said, well, I guess it's science-based and it must be wonderful. Yes, we are going to win. And I addressed an organization, for instance, in India, that an official government organization that represents 900 million farmers. The Minister of Food Production Industry is the president of that. 75% of India lives in rural areas on farms. And when I handed him our Codex DVD, Nutricide, he said, Codex, a threat to world health? Is that true? I said, absolutely. He said, but they tell us it's good. I said, they're lying. He said, oh, tell me more. You understand, these people are willing to listen because they're not evil people. They're just lied to. They're misinformed. And then when you give them the real story and it hangs together because the facts are there, because the underlying reality is there, and most importantly because truth does ring like a bell and they hear it in their hearts, then they begin to change. Things happen. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
We know that we're being effective because we've been attacked directly by the Codex organization.
Sounds like the IRS.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure. Organic is vitally important because the pesticides, the herbicides, which, by the way, include fluoride. Most people don't know that food is sprayed with a mixture of fluoride and aluminum. Fluoride and aluminum are synergistically damaging to the central nervous system, and it's the combination of fluoride and aluminum that creates the epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. Dow Chemical has received permission from the FDA to make a product that's sprayed at 33 parts per million of fluoride, and they've applied for a permit to increase that to 99 parts per million. Drinking water is allowed to be fluoridated to 4 parts per million, and at 0.00001 part per million, it causes cancer and all the other problems that it causes. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about unbelievably dangerous neurotoxins, endocrine disruptors, and so on that are permitted to be sprayed on food, and then people use that, concentrate the materials, and use that in so-called healthy, pure, and natural products. Oh, no, I don't think so. It's either organic or it's not. You go to our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, and right at the top, there's a bar of drop-down menus, and you count over from the left, 1, 2, 3, 4, donate. And donate doesn't have a drop down. You just click on it, and then it tells you how to donate. You can donate by credit card, or you can send it. Now, it's just about to go traveling, so actually best if you either use credit card or the third option, PayPal. So we are most happy to have everyone, including financial. I cured my husband's cancer with nutrients, terminal cancer supposedly, but of course it wasn't. I fixed it, so it wasn't terminal at all, with nutrients. I mean, I understand the power and the vital importance of nutrients. We all ought to be supporting each other, not tearing each other's eyes out. As Tom will tell you, the Natural Solutions Foundation never attacks anybody, but John is the leader of the band for attacking us. So enough said. Whatever his torment is, it is. But he's not somebody who allows himself to be collaborated with.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it faster. If you go to our website, that's www.healthfreedomusa.org, the second button from the left says About Codex. And if you drop down to the bottom box, it's called Codex Propaganda, and there is a detailed discussion of why the natural supplement industry and the organic industry, the entire wellness industry, is totally, totally off base about Codex. It's because of the pharmaceutical domination of those industries and the very, very careful propaganda that they have constructed to bamboozle, mislead, and deflect that entire industry, including the MLMs, who are very heavily represented in an organization called CRN, Council for Responsible Nutrition. Every MLM that I've spoken to the president of says, oh, we've been told Codex is not a problem, or thank God Codex is coming. It'll protect people from those dangerous vitamins. They've been totally misled. Same with NNFA, which is now called NPA. The pharmaceutical industry owns the large players in the wellness industry, and of course they're putting in their bits and pieces, and their bits and pieces are simple lies.
Thank you, Dr. Label, for everything that you're doing. I can only pray for you now until the money comes. When the money comes, you'll be overloaded.
Okay, I'm ready.
I just didn't understand. I heard that your explanation that fluoride and aluminum are sprayed on the food, but like which food? All of our food?
Crops. There are a very large number of crops that the FDA permits to be sprayed with this deadly mixture. There's another mixture that's fluoride and beryllium, Dow Chemical, another one of your friends mixes stuff and sprays it. But the point of it is that it kills insects. Well, yes, it does. It is a pesticide. It can also, the same stuff can also is also being sprayed on food storage areas and on food that is in food storage areas. You know, like warehouses where they're holding oranges or lettuce or whatever, berries. And the only way to avoid this is to eat organic. You do understand, I'm sure, that the difference between organic and pesticide-ridden conventional or GM, genetically modified food, is the difference between health and degenerative disease at a yet another level.
Right.
It's tremendously important. The problem is that you can't wash off the pesticide that's in the flesh of the fruit or the fiber. I don't mean the literal fiber, but I mean the actual substance of the vegetable. Only a few pesticides are surface sprayed. The rest are sprayed during the growth cycle in such a way that they are incorporated into the edible part of the plant. Lots of products make those claims, and so far I haven't seen anything that has anything to say for itself except the claim. If this is a different one, then I would love to know it, because this is a major health problem.
It is, yeah.
Hey, Seth, thank you for taking my question. Now, actually, a comment to you. Have you cooperated with the website called www.mercola.com, Dr. Mercola?
Dr. Mercola has put up the clip called Nutricide, my lecture on the origin of the Codex Alimentarius, and it ties directly back to the Nazi death camps. And I'm very pleased because as soon as he did that, the number of citizens' petitions that we started to get of people who went to our website and took that step just skyrocketed because he's got a big footprint. So, yeah, I would call that significant. He and I are both natural physicians, and we belong to the same organizations. It's very interesting. About a year and a half ago, gee, is it that long? Maybe it's only 6 months. I can't remember. But anyway, it was a year and a half. He published one of John Hamill's famous diatribes and sent it out as a newsletter. And I called him up and I said, good heavens, Joe, why'd you do that? And he at that time was buying into those things. And now he has put my website, my video up on his site. So, you know, he had a chance to rethink, and that's great.
Since we've done some redesign on the our website lately, I just want you to know where to find Rayma's information on our site as well. And if you go to the big old button that says Codex, cleverly named, the eighth button down on the left, and you will find a number of articles, and then the page, and the first thing on there, on that main page, is the video that she spoke about.
And one of the things that I'm so grateful to Tom and to the Freedom Club about is that the support for what we're doing has been unflagging, just unwavering. I'm so appreciative.
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you. By the way, there's a brand new article that I got my webmaster to put up on our website. If you go there, there's an article called Nutricide, the Killing Camps of Codex Alimentarius. And Tom, if you want to take that off my site and put it up on Freedom Club site, that would be fine. Freedom Club USA, that would be fine. It's a very, very important article.
Yeah, I will check it out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and welcome, Richard.
Yes, Dr. Laveau, I congratulate you on the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
I am one of those who will, when we are funded, that you will receive some from my evening.
Thank you.
I've got a question for you, and that is that my wife is from the Philippines, and we were just notified here just recently that she has an 18-year-old nephew over there who is studying nursing in college, and he has been diagnosed with leukemia. They are asking us to help contribute to the fund that would pay the hospital or doctors or whoever over there to give him chemotherapy and a bone transplant. Bone marrow transplant. And I would love to be able to help him, but I don't think that those things are any help to anybody. I think that they either just prolong the agony or accelerate the problem. I don't know what you feel on that.
Well, first of all, I believe that chemotherapy kills people, and there are better ways to get stem cells out. Now, I can't make any recommendations because I don't know this youngster. I have no specific knowledge about him. But let me make some general comments. Again, if you go to our website, you will see something called StemTech. StemTech is a blue-green algae extract which elicits, which pulls forth from the body its own adult stem cells, which wander around fixing what needs to be fixed. And then there's another thing there called transfer factor. These are both on the first page of the store. If you scroll down past the pretty little pictures of our sections, you'll see StemTech and transfer factor. High doses of StemTech and transfer factor will at least give him some room, may turn the tide, but will certainly give him some room by supporting him. But StemTech elicits the natural stem cell repair capacity of the body, and transfer factor supports the immune system powerfully. And high doses of those two, while I can't say, you know, that that's the treatment that this boy needs entirely, but it's certainly part of what he needs, and it will give him some time to think about other choices. And I was saying that there are many choices, but I have used both StemTech and transfer factor in my treatments, and I'm very impressed with both of them. So there are sites given that you can go to, and they're very, very important for somebody who's struggling with what this youngster is.
Because I don't mind trying to help the family. His parents are very poor. His father is a fisherman, and they have no money. And so obviously anything that gets done is going to have to get done with the help of others. I
sure.
can help him, but I don't really want to help him by paying for chemotherapy and that sort of thing.
To kill him, yeah. Not a good thing. He needs to eat absolutely pure, pesticide-free food. He needs to be on a really powerful immune-supporting diet. But most of all, he certainly needs to stay away from anything as deadly as chemotherapy, I would think.
Tell us where you're going again and how we can help you.
Oh, well, first of all, you can help me with your prayers. Very important. Energy is all there is, after all. Second of all, you can help me by going to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, signing up for the newsletter, and then disseminating that to your entire circle of influence every time you get a newsletter. Sign the citizen's petition that's on the site down the right side, and disseminate that. Tell everybody you know this is really important. This organization is suing the United States government, and I'm helping them by suing it, because anybody who signs the petition becomes a party to this lawsuit. We've got over 30,000 signatures. We're bumping close to 40. All right, I mailed off almost 1,000 today. These are very, very, very important, because the more people that that strengthen this lawsuit, the more compelling it becomes. The FDA has a legal responsibility to respond. They don't like it at all. The next thing that you can do is please use the store. If you buy your supplements and your health food things, your substances, through your healthcare provider, continue to do that and just top off with the things that we have. On the other hand, if you are not buying your supplements that way, use our supplements because they're organic, they're good for you. That's also a means of support for us. By the way, make sure that you watch the Nutricide video. Very, very important. Send it around to everybody that you know, too. And then, if you can, donate. If not, use your creativity. We have a woman who's a dancer. She has no money, but she organized a professional evening of dance in Atlanta to act as a fundraiser. We have an artist who gave us 12 of her signed prints to auction off, and we'll be doing that soon. We have musicians who have done benefit concerts for us. We have people who have, we have one woman who's organizing a run, a health freedom run, you know, like a breast cancer run. And people need community to take on something this scary. So they need other people in their community talking about it, doing something, creating some excitement about the potential of actually making a difference. I promise you, this is a winnable battle. But we have to get involved to win it.
What's the web address for the store, Rima?
The web address, well, if you go to www.healthfreedomusa.org, you can then click on the graphic in the center. You can click on Quick Shop, or you can go to the Organic for You store. It's the website, healthfreedomusa.org/ store. Sodium benzoate is sodium benzoate. It causes liver cancer. The FDA allows 0.1% because the FDA is a corrupt organization. Food should not have benzoic acid. Sorry, I won't carry it. He got real angry. But the fact is, it has sodium benzoate. Sodium benzoate is a known carcinogen. If you go to the FDA website or the EPA website and you look up sodium benzoate or benzoic acid, you'll see that it's a level one carcinogen. So, yes, I do know that, and no, I do not use it. You know, if you read the label of anything and it has any word that is not food, it's not food. You know, if it has a word that you've never seen in a cookbook or a grocery store, unless it's a strange fruit like mangosteen, most people are new to mangosteen. Okay, but if it's not a food, then why put it in your body? Well, but you see, the issue is that beta-3-glucan is an extremely good immune enhancer. The question is whether the beta-3-glucan in this product was processed at a low enough temperature and not extracted with hexane, which is another carcinogen, and so on. It's a question of the purity. If they can tell you in writing that this is an organic product and that it was low temperature processed, and if they can send you the study showing the biological activity of the finished product, the beta-3-glucan product, then you've got a real winner. And I'd like you to send me the name of it. If they say, well, no, humana, 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 that doesn't matter, it's blah, 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 then buy another beta-3-glucan product. There are lots of them. No, well, I'm leaving for Bangkok, India, Tanzania, and so on at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not really in a position to do much investigation right now, but if you can get those pieces of information that I asked for and get them to me, I'll be happy to take a look.
Dr. Labor, I also want to thank you for your work. Do you have any opinions on cesium? And a lot of people are using that for AIDS and cancer.
Cesium is an extremely important trace mineral. It's important for bones. It's important for immune support. But, you know, I have to tell you, each of these things may be important, but they're not important alone. Selenium is important, but it has to be taken with other things. Cesium is important, but it has to be taken in the context of an input of many things, because the immune system is quite miraculous, but it's exceedingly complex. And so in the same way that cesium is important, selenium is important, magnesium is important, taurine is important. So my suggestion, when somebody's dealing with something as serious as cancer or another chronic degenerative disease, identified, by the way, by the World Health Organization as the chronic diseases of undernutrition. So when somebody's dealing with these diseases, you need a professional. You need a skilled naturopath or a physician like me who knows nutritional medicine. I'll give you all a website that you can go to find physicians who are trained not only in the traditional or the familiar allopathic medicine, but also the kind of medicine that I practice. It's www.aaemmary.com. That's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. Every doctor who is a member is trained in nutritional medicine. Quite an unusual group of people. Good guys, too. And they endorse our work. I'm very proud of that. And in October, they were kind enough to the Carlton Lee Award for the work that we've been doing. Good guys, they get it, and they're good doctors. AAEM.com. Cancer is not a do-it-yourself activity. I'm really glad that somebody asked me this kind of question. The problem to me is not the fact that you have pain and dysfunction in your joints. The problem is what's unique about you so that the right substances can be chosen that will repair what you've got. Now, as a general rule, I would start with Stem Enhance because its reparative capacities are astounding. But in terms of nutrients, in terms of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate and the various kinds of calciums and so on, I don't know anything about you. Right now, all I know about is the name of a problem. But we are more than our problems, and we heal from the inside out. So what you are nutritionally, what you are genetically, what you are dietarily, and so on, are all crucial to the fact your back needs to heal. So I don't have a product to recommend. What I have is a recommendation that you go to somebody with the skills that the doctors in the AAEM have and somebody who can heal you. Chiropractors are wonderful, but they may or may not have the depth of knowledge. If yours does, then that's you need a more in-depth consultation than I can give you at the moment. But you really need to talk to somebody who knows nutritional medicine. Look up the AAEM and go have a consultation with somebody. Check it out. For generalized repair, my first answer is always the Stem Enhance, because the stem cells wander around and just fix whatever is wrong in the body. So that's cool. Stem, S-T-E-M, Enhance. If you go to my website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, and click on the pretty girl, you'll get to the store, and it's there below the little pictures. You really need somebody to help you specifically, not just treat the symptom.
Dr. Labo, we want to thank you. If you have any parting comments, we'd love to hear them now. We kind of drifted away from Codex for a few minutes here, but we do appreciate your consultation.
Well, thank you so much. The one thing that I want to say in closing is that all of these questions, even for the products that I have reservations about, were questions from people who are looking for ways to take control of their own health and look better things than drugs to be healthy with. And that is absolutely right. Now, Codex sees that as the enemy. Your quest for natural health, your quest for the determination of your own health for yourself is a threat to the pharmaceutical dominance that they would like to have over you. They want to own your body. So I want you to join me in this battle. And since we don't have the major media, since we don't have even the minor media because of the propaganda and the control that these industries have over the press and so on, we, the people, have to be the active agents that make this happen. So it's up to you. I'm doing my part. Join me. I believe at the end of this, what will happen is that true health will be the dominant paradigm for the world. So I think that the struggle is leading us to a huge, huge opening of capability and ability to be well and to make ourselves and our societies and our planet well. But the process of getting there requires high energy.
You bet. And boy, I tell you, I've never met anybody with higher energy than Raymond.
I have to tell you, I took a nap yesterday. I'd been up for 5 days straight, and I had to go to sleep for an hour in the morning.
Oh, shame on you.
I know. I'm so ashamed.
Well, say hi to Bert for us all.
I sure will.
Thank you so much for being
here. My pleasure.
Have a wonderful journey.